Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. Welcome to it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Especially on Friday. Oh, indeed. And it's going to be a great one. Gators playing tonight, NCAA bracketology, and you've got the Gators playing at 6:50 p.m. versus Norfolk State. Go Gators. And by the way, don't forget, the Bob Rose Show is available on podcast. You could download it anywhere how you normally download your podcast. Also through the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Like great interviews we have on a regular basis. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we had her on yesterday. And we've got Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek on. We've got Santa Fe Police Chief and Gainesville City Commissioner Ed Book on. Later on the podcast, you won't miss a minute of the show.
Busy day for a Friday.
Well, yeah. and simpler times we used to enjoy.
Yeah.
When all we worried about back in the day was, you know, who shot JR?
Oh, that was huge. Oh, huge is what that was.
On this day in 1980, JR Ewing, the character millions love to hate on TV's popular primetime drama Dallas, shot by an unknown assailant. The shooting made the season-ending episode one of TV's most famous cliffhangers, inspired widespread media coverage and left America wondering who shot JR. There were t-shirts.
Oh my!
It was everywhere.
It was indeed.
Yep. For the next 8 months, on November 21st, 1980, the premiere episode of the show's third season solved the mystery. Should I say?
Well, I don't know, because maybe there's people that don't know yet. I'm kidding.
Identifying Kristen Shepherd, mm-hmm. JR's mistress.
Yeah, but more than that.
And his wife's sister.
Yes, there's that part.
As the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So what was the one that ended, that turned out to be a dream?
That was with Bobby.
Bobby was shot?
Well, because, yeah, it turns out that, and they couldn't write him off, so they had to bring him back. So they brought him back, and, oh, yeah, it was all a dream.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, okay. Yep. I'm at, mm-hmm. like, behind the scenes, like, no, he's, like, the most popular character.
He did very well, yeah. He was, and, yeah. They couldn't get rid of him, so.
Yeah, and he seemed quite likable, and he had some family tragedies. Wasn't it mom and dad
yes,
murdered
he did.
Or something?
There was some stuff that happened later, yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. All right, so that's simpler times we lived in. Worried about the outcome of a TV show.
No cell phones, no texting.
Nope.
Really, I don't even think paging much to speak of at that point.
But yet, when we got together, we had some of these common denominators, like a very popular TV show,
sure,
because for most people, there was only, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10 channels even then.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had the cable hookup.
Yeah.
Back in the day, man.
12-foot
satellite. Dad's not going to pay for that cable bill.
12-foot satellite dish in your backyard.
Yeah. What are you, insane? We had a, I would say about 30, maybe 30-foot tower with an antenna on it.
Really?
Okay. Well, when we moved to Florida, up in Detroit, I mean, rabbit ears, and you'd get all the local stations, independent stations, and Canada.
Hey?
That's correct.
Oh.
So we got all those stations. Anyway, we moved to Florida and out in the middle of nowhere, Port Charlotte. So to pick up the Fort Myers stations and Sarasota, had a big tower out there. But cable bill? Cable!
Yeah.
Crazy talk.
But now look what we pay for. We'll call it our digital imprint.
Oh.
I mean, between all the stuff, your TV, your phone, everything connected to all those things.
Do you think future generations are going to look back and go, what were they thinking?
Well, it depends what happens. Will we get to a point where we want to resimplify, or will somehow it become cheaper? The thing is, it's income for all these independent companies now.
So. Yeah, I mean, I guess the good news is, boy, oh boy, if you're looking for something, you can find it.
That's true.
So, I guess it's the upside to it, but the amount of money that we spend on it, and then, quite honestly, we feel we're invested in it. Hey, man, I got to binge out on that Netflix, paying the darn bill every month.
But like growing up in St. Louis, we had the three networks, and then one VHF and one UHF independent, and then the little, not NPR, you know what I'm talking about, little independent supported one, the government funded one. But educational channel, as they called it.
Yeah, there you go.
But that was it. And we had a TV guide, and you waited to see what star was going to be on the cover of the TV guide next week that you picked up at the grocery store.
One of the top stories, by the way, today, we actually have to get to some real stuff too, Greg.
Really?
So, I guess.
It's Friday?
Well, at least get the headlines.
So it looks like you're like paying attention.
Well, I am. I've been, I do my homework. And you do my homework so I can do more homework. So, and I appreciate that. But Heathrow is shut down. That's going to be shut down. They're talking about till midnight. Now, that would be midnight London time. But that is going to affect a lot of air travel all over. So Heathrow's closed. They had a big fire at a power substation, apparently. And they just shut the whole works down for now. Man, I can't remember the last time something like that happened with an airport that busy.
And then I think thousands, at least hundreds, but a lot of residents, because it's all powered by the same substation. That's
a
mess.
Oh, yeah. But the airport is the one that impacts.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
So here's one of the controversies. Elon Musk is meeting with Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and others, and somehow, I think it was the New York Times or something, they reported that billionaire Elon Musk was due to be briefed by the Pentagon about U.S. military's plan for any war that might break out with China, and we're talking about this would be top secret type stuff. And so Trump has come out and said, no. He said China will not even be mentioned or discussed in this meeting. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, the Pentagon and trying to make, all of that spending as efficient as it can be. So it's more going to be a Doge-type meeting. And Elon Musk literally builds rockets.
Yeah.
Okay, builds rockets. So if you don't think he can be trusted with any secrets, but yet you let him launch rockets pretty much anywhere as often as he wants.
We send them to go rescue our astronauts that we got stuck.
So you can't trust him. Oh, at the same time, Eric Swalwell, that bozo, is still a member of Congress.
Right.
And I think they booted him out of the House Intel Committee, but he's still like on Homeland Security Committee and Cybersecurity committee. But you can trust him, the guy that hung out, literally was hanging out with, cavorting with a known Chinese spy, Fang Fang.
And he still mouths off about everybody else.
Yes. But Elon, oh, you can't trust him. Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
If President Trump wants to, he can give him, he can go through the process and get top security clearance.
Sure.
Silliness, I tell you, political silliness, but the left never rests. And since they have nothing of substance, they lash out at anything they can. And of course, Elon Musk is one of their favorite targets these days. We've got a lot more to talk about, including people that are committing atrocious acts against Tesla, Tesla owners, and more. And Pam Bondi's cracking down. We've got all that coming up. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 622. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators, 6:50 p.m. Taking on Norfolk State. Get out your brackets. Have fun with friends, neighbors, whatever. I already got my final four. Michigan State, Florida, Duke, Kentucky. It'll come down to Florida versus Duke. Florida will win it all. You're welcome. Okay? I don't give that information out to everybody, but there you go.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. And I usually am, and it's all luck, am kind of lucky on some of that stuff. We'll see. Yeah. All right. Pam Bondi's been busy. Yep. And that's a good thing. She announced charges against individuals participating in what she described as domestic terrorism against Tesla properties. She had a press conference, detailed the charges against the three individuals accused of engaging in these acts. One defendant was arrested after throwing approximately 8 Molotov cocktails at a Tesla dealership in Salem, Oregon. Apparently, the lawyers are arguing that that can't be true because there was a 2-for-1 special on Molotov cocktails that day. Thank you very much, everybody. Only I can joke about Molotov cocktails. That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
It's true.
2-for-1 at your local. No.
Wow.
So, yeah, 8 Molotov cocktails. Another individual, Charleston, South Carolina, wrote what the release described as profane messages against President Trump around Tesla charging stations before lighting the charging stations on fire with their favorite drink, the Molotov cocktail.
Man, the Molotov company must be making a fortune.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The third individual arrested in Loveland, Colorado, and like the others, tried to light Teslas on fire with... Ding, 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 ding. Greg.
Molotov cocktail.
Correct. Wow.
Oh, the pressure.
Man. A report associated with the arrest in Loveland indicated the words Nazi cars were written on the building. Oh, isn't that nice?
That's original.
Okay. And, wow. And so do we all agree that this kind of thing is unacceptable? Do we all agree that that's wrong and that you want the people arrested? In fact, I was looking. I didn't see them identified. If I missed that, I apologize. I'll keep looking. But I want those people identified. Yeah. Because I want people to know, if they're ever considering hiring these bozos, oh, this is the kind of lunatic you're hiring.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's plenty of lefties that go, well, that's exactly who I want for my company.
I could
somebody
see that.
Who is, yeah. Somebody who's not afraid to take action. It's just not all talk. They'll burn things down.
I saw one idiot. A lady was actually keying what she thought was a Tesla. It was one of those new Rivian trucks. Wrong brand, lady.
Those are nice, too.
Oh,
those
are
good
sharp.
Looking.
Oh,
and
I
so
like
she
them.
Was keying it, thinking yeah. that it was she was doing her due diligence to destroy Tesla.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to hurt Elon Musk. Whenever you key someone's car, that the issue might be between them and the bank and the local body shop, not to do with Elon Musk per se, but
yeah,
anyway.
I mean, I guess you're helping fund the insurance industry a little bit. They're spending money, unfortunately.
Yeah, oh, and helping it to go up, which is already a problem. Right. Those idiots.
Yeah.
And then NPR. Here's their headline.
Oh no!
Three people face federal charges for Tesla attacks. This is in the headline. The next sentence.
Okay.
Are such acts domestic terrorism? Question mark. Really?
Well, was showing up at a school board meeting to basically complain about the garbage they're cramming down your kid's throat, was that domestic terrorism?
Of course not. Okay. But this really is.
Yes.
And they're like, is it domestic terrorism? Well, what's the motivation behind it? Political, right? They don't hate Teslas. These are the same exact people that would lay on the ground and lick the tires of a Tesla because they thought they were so awesome and they were going to save the planet. So it has nothing to do with the vehicle itself, of course. And it has everything to do with Elon Musk. Well, if you say, oh, we just hate billionaires, well, that's not the reason why they're doing it. You're doing it for political reasons. You don't like that Elon Musk has teamed up with the most hated, a guy on the planet, Donald Trump, most hated by the left, because of this complete derangement syndrome they have. And, of course, it's terrorism. And it's not just like going at the dealerships and even the charging stations, which is domestic terrorism, but they're doxing people. There's people's addresses and stuff that own Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
This is done for political purposes and to scare people. It is the exact definition of terrorism. It is the definition of it. Idiots, NPR.
Plus, you're attacking cars that are owned by people that could very well have voted for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. But they're supposed to immediately, you know, disavow and get rid of their vehicle.
Which hurts, again, Elon Howe.
Doesn't.
These people aren't very smart, are they, Bob?
Clearly not. They're clearly deranged.
Oh, my goodness.
Are such acts domestic terrorism? We'll talk more about that.
This is why they don't need our tax dollars.
Yeah.
Spreading that kind of stupidity.
Well, Holly Weird getting involved. John Cusack saying stupid things. And there's a whole lot more important things going on. We'll share with you and some fun stuff. It is Friday, after all. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, I thought drinking water was good for you.
Yeah.
It probably is most of the time. There are exceptions.
Really?
Sick exceptions. Yeah, I'll get to it.
Mm.
6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy weekend. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Gators taking on Norfolk State 6:50 this evening. Go Gators, or whoever you're following in your NCAA bracketology. More about Tesla and the attempted destruction of Tesla and trying to hurt Elon Musk. We'll get into that. But there was a janitor who worked in a Texas medical facility, and he was sentenced this week. What did Lucio Catarino Diaz, 57, what did he do? Well, apparently he...
Is this a breakfast warning time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a feeling. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he urinated in or on, or put bodily fluids in or on water bottles that in most cases were provided to women at a Houston area medical office building for which he was the janitor.
Oh my goodness.
A janitor is supposed to come and
clean things up. Not dirty things up.
Yeah. And it gets worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Apparently, he was reportedly infected with herpes and hepatitis A, which they believe he spread to at least 13 women. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that sick?
Oh.
So they dropped the aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge. I guess apparently they dismissed it for technical reasons, but the case... was re-indicted in 2024. Anyway, long story short is he was sentenced to 6 years in prison for that. 6 years.
Well, you should go to prison. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. But with jail time, you know how it works. He could become eligible for parole in as little as 215 days.
What?
Yeah.
That seems a little bit of a spread there.
Well, because he... was in jail awaiting trial for 880 days. So what's that, 2 years?
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons. A woman working in the East Houston area medical building became suspicious after tasting and smelling the water in a bottle left on her desk. It's like, how sweet of him.
Uh-huh.
And then you smell it, you go, that's not so sweet at all.
Oh.
She later placed a hidden camera to watch her desk. The video showed Diaz, who, like I said, worked as a janitor for a contracting company that was doing work at the hospital, shows him approaching her desk. He began to rub his
careful now
private area on the interior of the water bottle, making sure that apparently it touched the water. When finally confronted by police, Diaz reportedly admitted to the crime and was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and the deadly weapons were his urine and other bodily fluids. But like I said, they eventually dropped that part of it. But by January of that year, at least 13 women reportedly tested positive for STDs. The women filed lawsuit against Diaz, the cleaning company he worked for, the owner of the medical building, and the management company, and they seek $1 million in damages. Wow.
He'd better hope that when he does get out, that a person's family member, good friend, doesn't try to figure out where he lives. Just saying.
I mean, there's some sick individuals out there that just want to do bad things to completely innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. Trying to destroy Teslas is not domestic terrorism. Or is it? NPR's not sure. I can tell you, yes, it is. And then you've got this bozo actor, John Cusack, who I have to say, I used to kind of like him.
Oh, yeah. You can be a good actor and still be a total idiot.
I guess so. He said that the Tesla CEO, Elon Musk, is literally killing people due to his work with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Killing them?
Literally, he says.
Yeah.
Not figuratively, not making someone feel bad.
Appearing on the hashtag Tesla Takedown Mass Mobilizing call on Wednesday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Agenda anyone?
Cusack called Musk a pathological liar, a criminal, a sociopath, and a ghoul who is literally killing people. Was he doing that before and you just caught on? Was he doing it when people liked him?
Or when he was rescuing our astronauts?
Oh, then there's that.
Yeah.
These are unprecedented times of mass criminality. declared Kuczak. Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll mass criminality. It's called domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
And you're a part of it, bozo. And Kuczak says, like Trump, Musk is a pathological liar. He's a criminal. He's a sociopath and a ghoul. Okay, you got freedom of speech. And he's, I guess, considered a public person. You can get away with that. But just for the heck of it, I'm wondering, can you be a little more specific?
Well, especially on the literally killing people. Can you name one for us?
Well, I'd like to know if he's a pathological liar. It'd be pretty easy to, you know, just give us one or two.
Yeah.
He's a criminal. What has he done that's considered criminal? Just give us a couple.
I thought he was just a pretty successful capitalist American entrepreneur.
Well, listen, these people think that anybody associated with, like, say, the gas and oil business, they think that's like a criminal enterprise.
That's true, too.
And here's a guy that puts out an electric car, which the left goes gaga over and loves, but then Musk changes politically, and they go crazy. Now that same electric car apparently is killing people. I had no idea.
Literally. Well, he said Musk is doing it.
Yeah, Musk is doing it. And Doge.
Literally killing people. Okay.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Gators are playing. 6:50 this evening. Go Gators. Ah, Jimmy Kimmel. He's saying really stupid things, too. There's a lot more coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Arr, beware the pirates.
Like real or baseball? Like,
no, a real life pirate warning.
Really?
Real life?
I mean, we know they exist, but I don't know if they really talk that way, Bob.
No. No, they might have a bit of a Somalian accent.
That's what I was thinking.
It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, so you're going on this Queen Anne cruise.
Okay.
I believe it's a Cunard cruise line. Anyway, this is like a brand new voyage. They call it a maiden world voyage.
Wow, that's nice.
111 nights. 111.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a cruise. I mean, I thought I was done at 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, apparently, and this is a big, big cruise ship. It's like over 1,000 feet long.
Okay.
Well, when they were navigating certain waters that are known for pirate activity, the captain got on the loudspeaker and passengers were ordered to turn off all cabin lights, shut their curtains and stateroom doors, avoid open decks or external windows as the ship traversed the Western Pacific Ocean to the Philippines.
Wow.
And this area is known for piracy threats. Captain Inger Klein said in her startling announcement, she said, "We will be shutting down." Thanks, Inger. Therefore, she said, "We will be operating at a heightened level of security alertness during this period. The external promenade deck will be closed on both sides from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. overnight, and no guests will be allowed access during these times. The ship's external lighting was also dimmed to allow the cruise liner to travel safely overnight." They pressurized the fire hoses that were installed on the promenade just in case to be used to thwart potential attackers.
I wonder what they may use, because that's always something that they've got on the ships anyway. But I've seen water cannons, you know, on some ships. I wondered if they had any, I don't know, sniper capabilities, that kind of thing. Because seriously, you really should.
Yeah.
You really should.
But that was, can you imagine that, though?
Yeah. You're on the cruise of a lifetime that's lasting a third of the year, and you're still worried about pirates.
Yeah, 1,000-foot ship and all those people, and you could be prone to piracy.
Wow. That's scary.
In the modern era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary thought. Wouldn't want to use anything, you know, like firearms. Scary.
Hey, I think they ought to have some nice big ones mounted on there that they could use from an upper deck or something.
Yeah.
Because you're protecting your multi-bazillion dollar ship and all the people that are on it.
Oh, yeah. Don't let any other vessels get anywhere close to you.
Uh-uh.
You know, ask the USS Cole how that went.
Yep.
Not so good, uh-uh. Right? All right. Jimmy Kimmel, he's, I don't know.
He is, isn't
it
he?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Hannity, though. Hannity called him out, and Disney, in fact, you know, the parent company.
Right.
Sean Hannity questioned Disney and Company CEO Bob Iger for remarks made by ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel regarding acts of vandalism and terrorism allegedly committed by left-wing activists against Elon Musk's Tesla brand. And he says, we have many prominent figures on the left celebrating this new wave of domestic terrorism and, frankly, fanning the flames. Naturally, this includes the lowest rated, by the way, officially on cancellation watch notice, the most emotional late-night host, our old friend, the jerk, Jimmy Kimmel. Take a look. And he says, this was Jimmy Kimmel from a video clip from his show. Tesla stock is way down almost disastrously so. And then the people start cheering.
Wow.
People are cheering. And he did say, don't ever vandalize Tesla vehicles. Please don't vandalize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the sincerity with which that was said. And Hannity said, that's supposed to be clever. Now Jimmy Kimmel's show is owned and run by ABC Disney. And Disney's run by a guy named Bob Iger. Bob, are you okay with this seeming glorification of violence? Is this the inclusive, woke DEI, the ABC Disney brand?
Wow.
And it went on from there. And he also said, Jimmy Kimmel is an unhinged loser. You see the ratings every day. We all see the ratings every day. He's pretending to be woke, compassionate, while cheering for those that are involved in these actions against Tesla, against his political enemies. But yeah, and the people in the studio audience cheering.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah,
people are depraved. And NPR asking, is it an act of domestic terrorism? Is it?
You think if their towers or stations or employees' cars are being attacked, if they would consider that a terrorist act?
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah.
Of course they would. All right, my friends. Happy, happy Friday. Ton of stuff still to get to. So stay right here. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.